All right, it's me, and I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast. As you were.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. Hope you guys were all right. Today is a special episode because I'm celebrating 2 years of the Oasis Podcast. That's right, 2 years of noise and confusion. When I started this on the 6th of April 2017, I wasn't sure what would happen. I thought it might be an occasional thing I did with my friends, and it's turned out 2 years later to have become a huge part of my life. And next month now we've got the live event happening with Tony McCarroll, which will hopefully be the first of many. And it's been something else. Thank you everyone that's helped, listened, reviewed, emailed, followed on social media, most of all Patreon, because you've actually given me money, which is good to have money. And so just as a special one-off, what I was going to do is something that people have asked me to do for a little while, but it felt a bit self-indulgent. But hey, it's the podcast birthday, so let's get a bit self-indulgent. My top 20 and bottom 20 Oasis songs. So my 20 favourites and my 20 least favourites. Okay, so the caveat here is these are my personal favourites. I'm not saying they're the best. I'm not saying they are the most important or the most popular. These are my personal favourites. And if you followed the podcast for a while, you'll probably know that I have quite a bizarre taste in Oasis songs. Not all of the big ones that a lot of people absolutely love and adore, I like. Columbia, for instance. This is quite a unique list. I mean, everyone would have their own very different lists, and this is mine. Feel free to get in touch and let me know what you think of this list. But if you're going to criticise and say, this should have been higher, or why couldn't you have included this song, go and do your own. You know, do your own, fire it over to me. I'd be interested to hear it, because it feels like it should be easy, but then when you actually do it, it's unbelievably hard. There's so many Oasis songs that are absolutely incredible, and a number of them, you know, I would give them like 9 out of 10, and they weren't even getting in the top 20, which is crazy for a band to have that many songs of that high quality. So, as I say, have a go yourself, fire it over. If you want to do it as an audio message and send it over to me, then that would be cool. I'd love to hear from you. And just to quickly let you know how I did it, basically I went through every single Oasis song ever recorded. And what I mean by that is songs that were recorded and released officially. So whether that be albums, B-sides, bonus tracks, they had to have actually been physically released by Oasis, and that then counts as a track. And I've also just based it on individual songs. So for instance, Fade Away only appears on the list once, even though there's two extremely different versions of the song. It only comes up once. So without further ado, let's go and have a look at this list. Okay, so my bottom 20 starts with A Quick Peep. Feels a bit harsh because it's just that little minute or so long from Heathen Chemistry, little acoustic-y thing written by Andy Bell that kind of joins a couple of tracks. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a lovely little piece of music, but, you know, that's about all it is. So it, you know, feels a little bit harsh, but yeah, A Quick Peep. My 20th least favourite Oasis song. 19th. Is Mucky Fingers, the Noel track. I've always just found it very dull, very slow paced, and really lacking in melody. The melody is just the same note over and over again.
Now, at this stage, I am pleased to announce that Oasis looks set to go to number one with their brand new album, Don't Believe the Truth, and they are here to perform an exclusive track from that record. Now, Noel wrote this one all on his own, so he's taking centre stage with Mucky Fingers. This is Oasis.
Good morning, brethren.
Your mucky fingers burnt. It's just the same thing repeated over and over again. Come on, Noel, not good enough, do better. 18, I'm gonna go Little James. Once again, feels a bit harsh. I don't hate the song. I think it's actually a really nice melody by Liam, and I'm really pleased for Liam that it was the first song he wrote and recorded with Oasis. But it's not good, and the lyrics are so poor. Have you ever played with plasticine, even tried a trampoline? Come on, that's not good enough. No other band would just allow a song like that to be released. Not acceptable, Oasis. So, Little James is there at 18. 17, I'm going to say She Is Love. Now, I can't believe that this was a single. I mean, come on, it's just not good enough. The real honking line that stands out is, "All I know is that I'm in love with someone that loves me too." I mean, come on, that's like Stock Aitken Waterman stuff. That is awful. This is just not good enough. If this was by another band, if this was by Ed Sheeran, you know, we would all say how much we hated it. Not good enough at all. And the fact it was a single is just crazy. Okay, 16, I've got Heroes. So this is the B-side cover of the David Bowie song. I love the David Bowie original. I think it's brilliant. I think the main thing that I love about it is Bowie's impassioned vocal. It's such a performance. It's dramatic. It starts off low. It then goes to this crescendo. It's fantastic. Whereas Noel, he just belts it out. He just doesn't really give much nuance to the way he delivers it. Maybe if he'd done it as an acoustic track, similar to the way he did To Be Someone by The Jam, it might have been different. If Liam had covered it with his snarl, that could have been good. But just as it is, it's just a complete waste, really. So not very good. Okay, 15, I'm going to go I Can See a Liar. That is the Standing on the Shoulder album track and very much a filler track. It feels like Noel, especially with this and Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is, that he just had to come up with another song, another couple of tracks for the album and just sort of knock these out quick, because they're just not really good enough. And the other thing with I Can See a Liar is it's got that droney noise all the way through it that just does my head in. So, the actual version on the David Letterman show that they did was far, far better. But yeah, I Can See a Liar, definitely in the bottom 20.
Here they are, Oasis.
Okay, 14, we have Full On. Full On is fine. It's not anything outrageously poor. The reason it's in here is that Liam should have sung it. You can't do like a rock song, some sort of a Head Shrinker, Bring It On Down type tune, and then Noel sing it. It just doesn't work. You know, Liam should have sung it. If Liam had sung it, it would probably be in the top half. It probably wouldn't have been top 20, but it would have been the top half. But Noel singing it just made a mockery of it. I love Noel's vocal, don't get me wrong, but if you've got a rocking track like that, and especially if you're calling it full on, it's got to be full on, and you didn't even get Liam to sing it. So no, sorry, Noel. Okay, next up is If We Shadows. What's that, you might ask? If We Shadows is one of the tracks that was released on the Be Here Now extended version that came out a couple of years ago. It's on Spotify, you know, so if you haven't heard it, give it a listen. It's an acoustic demo that never went beyond that, and I can see why. It's pretty average, really. It meanders on, the melody's fine, but nothing to write home about. So yeah, it's one of them that, if it never saw the light of day, I wouldn't have been too upset. So, If We Shadows is there at number 13.
Every time I look away, there are all the things I might never say. Everything I do is wrong, but it always sings my song. Yeah, I will sing my song my own way. Cause if we shadows are all the things we say we are, if we shadows are to move in time with the things.
Okay, 12, Soldier On. Now this is really sad to me because the legacy of Oasis ends for me with the last track on the last album, and it's just a damp squib of a final track. The message behind the song, the fact it's soldier on, I mean, the idea to soldier on is, you know, you're beleaguered, you're tired, and you just got to keep going. And that's what the song feels like. It just feels like they're soldiering on. And as we know, the feeling within the band at that time was pretty sad, so it just felt like the band was soldiering on, especially a lot of the reviews of their live shows on that last tour were just, you know, they're just getting on with it, fulfilling contractual obligations. So yeah, Soldier On, not very good, and just really disappointing that, you know, that the last track of the album wasn't like a final hurrah. Next up is To Be Where There's Life. Another Dig Out Your Soul track, and just really a meandering, mid-paced song, vaguely psychedelic, and it just doesn't go anywhere. You know, it's just one that's very, very skippable, not very exciting at all. Trying to get that kind of mid-60s sort of Beatles-y psychedelic sound, and just not really good enough. So yeah, To Be Where There's Life happily sits in that bottom 20. Right, so we're into the bottom 10 now. At number 10, I've got The Nature of Reality. Once again, just not good enough. Another Dig Out Your Soul track. And similar to Be Where There's Life, it just kind of meanders on in that sort of mid-paced, sort of faux psychedelic, very skippable, and just not really very interesting. So Nature of Reality, making up the first track of the top 10 worst Oasis songs. Number 9, Get Off Your High Horse Lady. We did cover this because we've done it in the A to Z already. So I actually did get a little bit more respect for it in there. Up to then, I'd always just sort of skipped it. It was never one that grabbed me. And the melody's nothing to write home about. And it's a direct lift from another song as well, High Heeled Sneakers. So, you know, so it really hasn't got much to write home about. As I say, I did have a bit more respect for it. A few people gave their opinions on it and made me think about it in a different light, but still not really good enough. So number 9, Get Off Your High Horse Lady. Next up we have The Cage. The Cage is the final track on Heathen Chemistry. Sometimes it's not credited. Sometimes it's just Better Man's credited as being like 36 minutes long. But it is officially called The Cage. It's that instrumental right at the end. And similar to A Quick Peep, it's fine. It's an okay little instrumental, but you know, there's just nothing much to it. And if you've waited sort of 30 minutes at the end of an album to find out what this secret track is, and then it's just sort of a meandering kind of instrumental, a bit underwhelming, as you know, a lot of Heathen Chemistry was underwhelming. So yeah, The Cage is on the list. Next up we have The Quiet Ones. Quiet Ones is a Gem Archer B-side from the Don't Believe the Truth era, and it's fine. There's not much to it. You know, it's not Liam's strongest vocal period. Yeah, I mean, if this track was like a BDI track or even a heavy stereo track, you know, it wouldn't even be one of their best songs. So, you know, not really good enough. And in the strongest period of Oasis, and that's what, 94 to 97, there's no way this is getting anywhere near a B-side.
So let's hear it for the quiet ones. Let's all hear it. Let's all hear it for the quiet ones.
Next up, we have Force of Nature. Force of Nature, once again, it's another sort of sludgy, slow-paced song from Noel that just doesn't do it for me at all. There's just not much to it. It's got a sample, or if it's not a sample, it's a rip-off. And, you know, Noel even wanted to release it as a single. I can't believe it. But yeah, just not good enough. Just very one-paced and slow, as a lot of his tunes were around that time. And yeah, no, not for me. Next up is Helter Skelter. Now, Helter Skelter was the cover of the Beatles song that they did in the B-side in the Standing on the Shoulder of Giants era. And similar to when I talked about Heroes, it's just such a disappointing cover version when you've got an incredible original song. I absolutely love the original Helter Skelter by the Beatles, especially Paul McCartney's vocal, where he's going all over the place, he's screaming, he's shouting, it's absolutely incredible. And once again, similar to Heroes, Noel just kind of sings it, you know, yeah, yeah, yeah. Whereas Paul McCartney's screaming and shouting and going for it, and it's an incredible performance that really sums up the spirit of the song. Noel just hasn't captured the spirit of the song at all on here. It's just very, very bland. Number four is Untitled Demo. Now, this is another track from the Be Here Now extended release from a couple of years ago. And once again, it's another very average acoustic demo that was never released. And yeah, I can see why. To be honest, I've even kind of forgotten how it goes. It's very, very forgettable. The fact they didn't even give it a name says a lot. Yeah, very forgettable. And so fourth worst Oasis track for me.
And I will feel, down I will kneel, 'cause you were the one I never know, living in sin, living within, is all the things I never know.
Okay, we're into the top three now. And number three is Won't Let You Down. So both number three and number two, I'll tell you what, I'll do them at the same time because they're both similar. So number three and number two are Won't Let You Down and Pass Me Down the Wine. Now, these are both quite similar in that they are B-sides from the Don't Believe the Truth era. And they're both written by Liam. And they both just feel very average. They feel like sort of BDI songs, and you know, but bad BDI songs. Liam's songwriting here isn't great, and it's, you know, even when you think about what he did in Heathen Chemistry with Songbird and Born on a Different Cloud, and even a couple of the tracks on that he wrote for Don't Believe the Truth are pretty good. But yeah, this just not.
No, I won't let you down. Hate to say you're surrounded by clowns. Looks to me, they've had their day. Think it's time that you came out and played. What you say? It's time that you came out and played. Won't you say?
Both of them have got pretty poor lyrics. Both of them, the structure of the songs, just pretty average. The melodies are not great. And in both cases, Liam's voice is at its absolute worst. So, yeah, both Won't Let You Down at 3, Pass Me Down the Wine at 2. Okay, and so last, but actually least, is Can You See It Now? I Can See It Now. Now, this track is another one. If you're not aware of it, you might not be. It's because it's a bonus track from around the time of Don't Believe the Truth. And it's another kind of, it's sort of an instrumental, but then it has got a little bit at the end where Noel kind of shouts, "Can you see it now? I can see it now," kind of quiet in the background. And it's, once again, it's a piece of nothing. It's why they bothered kind of recording it. I just don't really understand. Is one of those things that you just think, oh, okay, that's that. Really, why would they even bother keeping it? Doesn't make any sense to me. But hey, there you go. As was Oasis in the 2000s, the quality control did seem to drop off quite a bit. So that is my top 20 least favourite Oasis songs. So just to recap. A Quick Peep, 19 Mucky Fingers, 18 Little James, 17 She Is Love, 16 Heroes, 15 I Can See a Liar, 14 Full On, 13 If We Shadows, 12 Soldier On, 11 Is To Be Where There's Life, 10 Nature of Reality, 9 Get Off Your High Horse Lady, 8 The Cage, 7 The Quiet Ones, 6 Helter Skelter, 5 is Untitled Demo, 4 is Force of Nature, 3 is Won't Let You Down, 2 is Pass Me Down the Wine, and number 1, Can You See It Now? I Can See It Now. Okay, enough of that negativity. Let's get into my favourite 20 Oasis songs. All right, so just to say, let's give you some ones that were close to reaching the 20 but didn't make it. So I'm going to tell you all the ones that I gave 8.5 or 9 to, but they didn't make it. Head Shrinker, Shock of the Lightning, Hindu Times, Fame, Girl in a Dirty Shirt, Street Fighting Man, It's Getting Better Man, Step Out, Bonus Bank Holiday, She's Electric, Supersonic, Dixie's Dinner, Wonderwall, Half the World Away, Whatever, It's Good to Be Free, Fade Away, Going Nowhere, Talk Tonight, Cloudburst, Do You Want to Be a Spaceman, Sad Song, Listen Up, Flashbacks, Falling Down, The Turning, Fucking in the Bushes, and Cast No Shadow. All of those songs didn't make my top 20. What the hell does that tell you about how good Oasis are? All right, so here's my 20. Number 20 is All Around the World. I love this track. Yes, I get all the arguments against it, that it's far too long, it's over the top, it's overblown, it's not the punky, exciting band that Oasis were in 1994, but I don't care. It's magic. It's 9 minutes of pure, over-the-top exuberance, and it's fantastic. It's exactly what Oasis were in 1997, and Oasis in 1997 is pretty much my favourite band of all time, so I absolutely love All Around the World, and I've probably not gone higher than 20 here just because, yeah, there are tracks that are either more exciting or more emotionally engaging than All Around the World, but All Around the World is an absolute masterpiece and deserves its place in the top 20. 19, I have gone Cigarettes and Alcohol, and I'll mix that in also with 18, which is Rock and Roll Star. Now, both of these tracks, absolute classics and calling cards for Oasis. This is what the Oasis sound in 1994 was all about. As you'll see, I haven't included quite a few of the Definitely Maybe tracks in this top 20. I have included these two because I think they've got the power and the punch and the excitement of what made Oasis incredible and exciting in 1994. So 19, Cigarettes and Alcohol, 18, Rock and Roll Star. Number 17, I've gone with Acquiesce. Now, Acquiesce is an absolute classic song. It's incredible. Obviously, the Liam and Noel joint vocals. The only reason it's this low, I would have it quite a bit higher, is because I think the recorded version is a bit slow and a bit sparse. Personally, I prefer the live versions. They're a bit more sped up, and with the crowd interaction and with Liam's vocal live, I think are more powerful. So I've knocked a sort of half a point really just because of that. So I've got Acquiesce at 17. All right, 16, I have My Big Mouth. I absolutely love My Big Mouth. I think that the way that Be Here Now starts with Do You Know What I Mean? It was like, here's the single and then here's the album. And My Big Mouth is really the true start of Be Here Now. And just that noise as it kicks in was like, here we are, we're back, and we're the best band in the world. And that first line, it was the sound so very loud that no one could hear, is just phenomenal. So I absolutely love My Big Mouth, and it deserves its place here at 16. At 15, I have gone with Live Forever. Live Forever's only at 15. Yes, I know. It will often win Best Oasis Song polls, and it won the big Ultimate Oasis poll that I did with another Oasis page. And it won another poll that was done by that same Oasis page with someone else recently that was basically the same one that I did. But personally, for me, given the choice between listening to Live Forever or listening to the 14 songs that I've chosen above it, I would rather listen to those songs. And that might not be about the quality of the song itself. It's a lot of it is just down to personal preference and the fact that I've kind of heard Live Forever too much. I'm sort of a bit sick of it. And so when it comes in, just the Liam's vocal, I find a little bit whiny, if I'm honest, especially in the verses. I think once you get into the maybe I just want to fly, maybe I just want to breathe, I think that stuff is more powerful. And the guitar solo, I think, is absolutely phenomenal. But yeah, it is fantastic, don't get me wrong, but for those reasons I've got it slightly lower than most people would. I've got it at 15. I have got Come On Feel the Noise. How could you put a cover version ahead of Live Forever? Yes, I know. Shut up. So, Come On Feel the Noise, I absolutely adore. To me, it's the perfect encapsulation of that Morning Glory, Don't Look Back in Anger sound. Because it was on that single, and they did it on Top of the Pops, and they did it on There and Then, and it was just fantastic. It's such a great song. I mean, you know, it's a Slade song, but their version of it is absolutely incredible. It's far better than the Slade version or the Quiet Riot version if you're an American, and that's the one you know. Liam's vocal is amazing. He just accentuates all those brilliant lines that Slade wrote. And I love all the stupid stuff at the end, you know, with the silly chatter at the end. It just really adds to it as well. So Come On Feel the Noise, I can just put it on and it is such a mood lifter. It's just incredible. So yeah, Come On Feel the Noise is 14. At 13, I have Do You Know What I Mean? I've told the story before, I'm sure, but when I first heard it, it's such a clear memory of me hearing that song for the first time. It came on the radio. They said, you know, and up next we will be playing Do You Know What I Mean? The new Oasis single. And I couldn't believe it. I was nervous. I was excited. Quickly scrabbled around to find a tape and hit record. And I was just amazed. I stood listening to it. I couldn't even sit down. I had to stand up. And it blew my mind. At the time, it was the best song I'd ever heard. Now, listening back to it again, I don't think it's the best song ever recorded. But yeah, I still think it's an incredible piece of work. The fact that I Met My Maker, I Made Him Cry bridge is as strong as most songs' choruses. But then you then have the All My People Right Here, Right Now as well. What an amazing song that is. And Liam's maybe best vocal, it's right up there. It's an incredible vocal. And we're very lucky to have the isolated vocal as well. So I've got Do You Know What I Mean at 13.
I'm at my maker, I made him cry. Out on my shoulder, he asked me why. His people won't fly through the storm. I said, listen up, man, they don't even know you're bald. They know what I mean, yeah, yeah.
At 12, I have Rocking Chair. Rocking Chair, completely different from Do You Know What I Mean? But yeah, really acoustic driven. And for me, the big thing about Rocking Chair is it demonstrates that Noel Gallagher, when he wants to be, is an absolutely incredible lyricist. Just the lyrics, one line after line in that song, are just incredible. It's poetry. I'm older than I wish to be. This town holds no more for me. All my life I try to find another way. You know, this is incredible. It's hard enough being alone, sitting here by the phone, waiting for my memories to come and play. That's amazing. That is pure poetry. And Noel Gallagher, you can do it when you want to. You should do it more often. Rocking Chair is absolute genius, and it's at number 12. Okay, at number 11, I have Hello. I've mentioned this on the pod before, but it bears repeating because I don't hear it heard. I don't hear the story told that often. The way that Morning Glory starts is an absolutely brilliant move. they must have known that Wonderwall was going to be a massive hit, because the album starts with Wonderwall chords played extremely quietly. So if you're a casual fan, you hear the Wonderwall chords and you think, oh, Wonderwall, I like that one. You blast it up to maximum volume, and then Hello kicks in and blows your eardrums. What is that all about? What a genius move by the band. And Hello does not let down. It's an absolutely incredible song. And when you think of it in isolation, just hearing it in the album, if you don't actually think about the song itself, you'd think it was like a jaunty, upbeat, happy song. But think about it. We Live in the Shadows, and We Had the Chance but Threw It Away, and It's Never Going to Be the Same. It's sad. There's a real air of melancholy about this tune that doesn't come across in the way it's been recorded, because it's recorded with so much bombast and excitement. Yet actually, if you strip it down to an acoustic track, it's quite sad. It's crazy. But then also ending it, you know, it's such a meta statement that this was so exciting to have Oasis back. First song back on this new album. And what are they saying? Hello, hello, it's good to be back. And it's from a Gary Glitter song. You know, they're not quoting Radiohead, or they're not quoting Joy Division. They're quoting Gary Glitter. And okay, this is before we found out all the dodgy stuff about Gary Glitter. So for all my non-UK listeners, or from younger listeners who maybe don't know, Gary Glitter did some very dodgy stuff. Google him and find out. Or maybe don't, actually, especially not if you're on a work computer. Best not to. But anyway, yeah, incredible song, and I absolutely love Hello. I'm very happy for it to be number 11. Okay, into the top 10 now. And rounding out the 10 is Gas Panic. This is an absolutely incredible piece of work, Gas Panic. Once again, like we talked about with Rocking Chair, the lyrics are just incredible, up there with some of the best lyrics in rock and roll. What tongueless ghost of sin crept through my curtain, sailed in on a sea of sweat on a stormy night. You know, this is crazy. This is incredible lyrics from someone that's maligned as a lyricist. But yeah, so powerful. And the production of Standing on the Shoulder of Giants, you know, wasn't great at times, and it was a bit bizarre, and it kind of ruined some tracks, like Sunday Morning Call. But actually, here, the production, that sort of slightly more over-the-top production, really works. The flutes, the strings, the harmonica, everything about it is just perfect. And then, not just that, but the live versions they did, especially the Familiar to Millions live version, are even better. So Gas Panic is right up there. It's making up the top 10 at number 10. Right, 9 and 8 I'm going to talk about together, and that is 9, Champagne Supernova, and 8 is Don't Look Back in Anger. What? Only 9 and 8? Yes, I know. Shut up. Champagne Supernova and Don't Look Back in Anger are both absolutely phenomenal tracks. Both suffer a little bit from the Heard It Too Much issue, which isn't their fault as songs. That's just how it kind of tends to be. Champagne Supernova, when it comes on shuffle or something like that, I probably skip it these days because I've just heard it too much. But taking that away and thinking about the context of where it sits at the end of Morning Glory, it is an incredible album closer. And just the way it fades in with the Morning Glory fading out and the Entitled To, and then this fades in, it's amazing. You know, it's an incredible, incredible song. And similarly, Don't Look Back in Anger. You know, I go back to the first time I heard it, which was on the radio with Simon Mayo, before the album had come out, and Noel played it acoustic. And Simon Mayo actually said, Don't Look Back in Anger, what an incredible song. And it is. As soon as you hear it, you think, this is up there. You know, this song, the structure, the way it builds from a verse, a bridge, a chorus, everything about it. You know, the way the ending is so perfect. You know, the chord changes, the sound of the guitars, the sound of the piano, the Lennon intro, the everything about it is absolutely perfect. And I kind of had a go earlier at a lot of Noel's vocals on, you know, the likes of Heroes and Full On, but Noel's vocals on Don't Look Back in Anger are absolutely perfect for that type of song. So yes, Champagne Supernova at 9, Don't Look Back in Anger at 8. Seven, we have Slide Away. Now, when me and Joel did our best of knockout tournament, Slide Away won. It beat Live Forever in the final. And I was happy to go along with that. But here, for me personally, Slide Away comes in at 7. Don't get me wrong, I absolutely love this track. These are all now 9.5 or 10 out of 10 tracks. You know, there is nothing to split these songs, really. Any of them on any day could be number one. Slide Away for me is number 7. I love everything about it. I think it's absolutely brilliant. The only thing that would maybe drop it down slightly would be that it's quite long. No, scrap that. It's the perfect length. I just love the song. But personally, there's 6 songs I've put slightly ahead of it. But Slide Away is an absolutely incredible song. And as my friend Rob said that time, which I've dropped in a podcast a few times, you know, the solo going into the second verse, perfect rock and roll management. Absolutely incredible. Number 6, I have The Master Plan. The Master Plan, once again, I mean, this always reminds me of around the same time I was getting into Oasis. You know, I'd made a tape with all the CD singles that I could carry around in my Walkman. And yeah, The Master Plan was on there. And so listening to The Master Plan on tape, I was also listening to a lot of the Beatles at the time on tape. And to me, The Master Plan is right up there with some of the best of the Beatles. If you could imagine Paul McCartney singing The Master Plan, it is right up there. You know, it is as good as, if not better than, many of the Beatles' finest songs. It's powerful. It's got a great message. The way it builds is incredible. It's just a remarkable piece of work. And also, you know, the fact they played it at Nebworth and the way he did it. Yeah, what an incredible song. The Master Plan is at 6. 5, I have gone Let's All Make Believe. Now, this is the B-side from the Go Let It Out single, and it was very exciting to hear it, because you think, wow, if this is the B-side, what is this Standing on the Shoulder of Giants album going to be like? Ultimately, it wasn't as good as we hoped it would be, but Let's All Make Believe is an absolutely incredible song. If you've heard the Knockout Tournament Part 2 that me and Joel did, it ended up sort of joint winning that one, and you know, I love it. I absolutely love Let's All Make Believe. It's so powerful. It's such a perfect encapsulation of where the band was at the end of that BNL tour. You know, the relationship between the brothers was not good. And, you know, and Noel has summed it up in song. And I always love it when Noel and Liam, but particularly Noel as the more accomplished songwriter, you know, uses their real life and puts that into music and puts that into lyrics. It sums it up, you know, it just adds an extra level that tracks that when he's just picking random words and random things that rhyme, it's just not okay. So whereas this, it's just nowhere near as interesting or exciting. So Let's All Make Believe is in my number 5 position.
Is anyone here prepared to say just what they mean, or is it too late for anyone here to try?
to do, just what it takes to get through to you. So let's all make believe that we're still friends and we like each other. Let's all make believe in the end we're gonna need each other.
Right. Now, here's my top four, and number four is Don't Go Away. I adore Don't Go Away. I've told the story before, but hey, leave me alone. I've been doing the podcast for 2 years now. I'm gonna tell the same story more than once occasionally. Don't Go Away. I remember I went on holiday with my friend Ben, and this was before Be Here Now came out, and I had a Q magazine that reviewed the album before it had come out. And I remember reading the review and reading about Don't Go Away, and it talking about having a shimmering coda and Bacharach style horns, and just thinking, that's my favourite song. I hadn't even heard it yet, but I'd already decided that was my favourite song. And then when we got back from holiday, another couple of mates came round, including Joel, you've heard in the podcast, and they had recorded off the radio the few songs that had been played on Radio 1. And one of them was Don't Go Away. And when that chorus came in, when he sings Don't Go Away for the first time, I literally swooned. I couldn't believe it. This was the most amazing melody I'd ever heard in song. And I was amazed. It feels like someone listening to, you know, like Golden Slumbers from Abbey Road for the first time or something like that. It just hit me like a ton of bricks, and I've never got over it really. I think it is such an incredible song. So for me, it's there at number four. Number three, I have Morning Glory from What's the Story, Morning Glory. I absolutely love it. It's a beast of a track. When it kicks in with the helicopters in the background, and then you've got those swirling guitars, and it's just, you know, it's just a wall of sound. And then Liam's vocals, All Your Dreams Are Made, are absolutely brilliant. And that the other weird one about it, once again, I've said it on the podcast before. I think I said it on the episode with Brandon Arend. When I first heard that song, I said, this is weird. I've heard this before. Where have I heard this from? And of course, Noel sings a little bit of the chorus on the Acquiesce, at the start and end of Acquiesce. And I was like, this is weird. It's so bizarre to do that. You know, I'd never heard anyone else do that. You just add in a little bit. It's like a trailer for a movie or something, or post-credit scene, like a Marvel film. They dropped in a little bit of a song you're going to hear on the album, on the B-side of the single. Crazy. But yeah, Morning Glory is an absolute monster of a track, and it's and then also, you know, even then, what's the mark of a great song? If you can play it acoustic and it sounds great, you know, Noel's done it acoustic on stage, and you know, I love it when he sings And All Our Mams Will See. You know, it works perfectly acoustic or electric, but for me, that electric version on the What's the Story Morning Glory album is absolutely untouchable. We'll be right back. And then my final top two, I'm going to talk about at the same time because they are both absolutely brilliant and they are both very similar. My number two is Round Our Way. And my number one, come on, it had to be. It's the Oasis podcast. It's the song I use at the end of every episode, Stay Young. So just to talk about Round Our Way, I love the lyrics. That's the main thing. I love the idea of, you know, someone singing about kicking a football around the park and 25 aside and before it's dark. I mean, that's brilliant. I love that stuff. You know, that na 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 na, it's just the most joyous, exciting, fun song in the world. And then all the live versions of it that they did where, you know, dropping in up in the sky at the end of it, that was a great little move to do live. The orchestration of it, the way it builds and drops and builds again, Mark Feltham's harmonica throughout it is absolutely perfect, has that sort of nostalgia, but it's an exciting nostalgia. I absolutely adore Round Our Way. It's just been edged out for me by Stay Young. Stay Young is the, you know, once again, listening to the, do you know what I mean, single and hearing that, do you know what I mean, and thinking this song is absolutely incredible. And then Stay Young comes on, you think, what is this? Stay Young was even better than the song that I thought was the best song I'd ever heard. Just absolutely, they distilled everything that was brilliant about Oasis and they just made it even better with Stay Young. It's such an incredible message. The lyrics, the melody is incredible. You know, the way it goes, make him a question my heart and my soul and I think that's not quite right. And the way that descends down and then bursts into the chorus. It's phenomenal. The guitar solo is amazing, and the way the guitar solo then builds up and into the final chorus, it's absolutely perfect. Stay Young, I think, is one of the greatest songs ever recorded, and it was only a B-side. So, yes, there we go. That's my top 20. So just to summarise... All Around the World at 20, Cigarette Style Con 19, Rock and Roll Star 18, Acquiesce 17, 16 is My Big Mouth, 15 Live Forever, 14 Come and Feel the Noise, 13 Do You Know What I Mean, 12 Rocking Chair, 11 Hello, 10 Gas Panic, 9 Champagne Supernova, 8 Don't Look Back in Anger, 7 Slide Away, 6 The Master Plan, 5 Let's All Make Believe, 4 Don't Go Away, 3 is Morning Glory, 2 Round Our Way, and number 1 is Stay Young. So how amazing is that? Numbers 1 and 2 are both B-sides, 3 is an album track, 4 is an album track, 5 is a B-side, 6 is a B-side, 7 album track. Amazing. Amazing that that's just shows that strength and depth that Oasis had, probably greater than any other band, maybe of all time. But anyway, so there we go. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Please do let me know what you think about my list. But as I said, don't just criticise and say, I can't believe you didn't pick X. Try and do it yourself. You will struggle. As I said, did you hear that list that I read off that didn't make the top 20? It's unbelievable. The strength and depth of Oasis is so strong that I've got stuff not even making the top 100 that I think are brilliant. So, you know, try and do it yourself because it is a hell of a task to do. But anyway, that'll do it for today, this mini episode, although, you know, actually by the time I edit in the song clips, it's probably going to be like 2 hours long or something. But anyway, Thank you for listening to the Oasis podcast. A special thanks, as ever, to our patrons. You can become a patron and support the show at patreon.com/oasispod. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook at Oasis Podcast. Email me oasispod@gmail.com. And please subscribe and review on iTunes. And if you're listening to this before the 17th of May, then 2019, then tickets are just about still available for the live show at the Water Rats, where I will be interviewing Tony McCarroll, and there will be live music from my band, plus lots of very special guests. So, as ever, stay in touch, stay engaged, and here it is again, stay young.